Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying the covenants, the agreements cut by God. In this session, we'll be looking at Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27, the covenant of hell. What have we covered in this series so far? Covenants, those agreements God cut with Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Israel, David, and Jesus Christ. There's one more covenant to mention. Not one cut by God. It's the covenant between Antichrist and Israel. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. But in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. And on the wing of abominations shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation, which is determined, is poured out on the desolate. During the tribulation period, after the rapture of the church and the building of the temple, Israel will reinforce their rejection of Jesus Christ as Messiah by resuming the act of animal sacrifice, ignoring his final sacrifice on Calvary. Israel will enter into a covenant agreement with Antichrist, the prince, Daniel calls him, who will double-cross them 3.5 years in. That verse explains that when the Antichrist comes, he's going to make a sacrifice. It's a seven-year period of tribulation after the church is raptured out and before Jesus returns and the millennium begins. There's a seven-year period. During that time, the Antichrist will make a covenant with Israel of peace. And they'll be so happy for it. They'll be back to their animal sacrifice at the temple. Everything will be cool. But 3.5 years into that 7 years, halfway in, the Antichrist will double-cross them. And he will change the temple into his throne room. And he'll set up his throne in the Holy of Holies. And that's the abominations of desolation. During that tribulation period, in Daniel chapter 12, verse 11 tells us, and from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. That's 3.5 years. And that's known as the Great Tribulation, because Satan will be operating on earth, sitting on a throne in the Holy of Holies, and that's what's known as the abomination of desolation. Matthew chapter 24, verse 15, Jesus speaks of this. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. And then the Apostle Paul in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, let no one deceive you by any means, that for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Revelation chapter 13, verses 11 to 18. And then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon, and he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs, so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men. and he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image of the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Many Jews will worship Antichrist. What they believe to be a peace accord will be a covenant with hell. Because of their apostasy and sin in this deal, many theological scholars believe that this is why they receive so much judgment in the second 3.5 years of the tribulation. What's known as Jacob's trouble, Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7, "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it, and it is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." But Israel eventually will turn to Christ in repentance and be saved. And the interrupted timeline will be renewed. The timeline that came up to the birth of the church at Pentecost, which continues to the rapture, when that time of the age of the church, that time of the Gentiles, is lifted up, the timeline will connect and continue. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10, down to verse 14. "And I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn. In that day there shall be a great mourning in Jerusalem, like the mourning at Hadad Rimmon in the plain of Megiddo. And the land shall mourn, every family by itself, the family of the house of David by itself, and their wives by themselves, the family of the house of Nathan by itself, and their wives by themselves, the family of the house of Levi by itself, and their wives by themselves, the family of Shimei by itself, and their wives by themselves, all the families that remain, every family by itself, and their wives by themselves." Zechariah chapter 13, verse 1, "In that day a fountain shall be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and for uncleanness." And then in Romans chapter 11, verse 25, down to verse 27, "For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written. The deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins." The covenants of God from the interrupted covenant in innocence before the fall, the Davidic covenant of the seed of the serpent being crushed by the seed of the woman, through to the covenant with Jesus Christ, the new, the better covenant in his blood for our salvation, and then even the covenant of hell for Israel. But then Israel will be saved as well. You think about these things, and I hope that they encourage your faith, your trust, your hope of eternal life with Jesus Christ. And you have a great day.